your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and this is morning is Pastor Billy Crone from the Niagara Frontier Bible Church, and we're going to be talking about, well, Pastor Billy, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
UFOs.
All right, UFOs, that's certainly one of my favorite subjects, because the question is, are they from outer space? Are they perhaps some manifestation of certainly some demonic force? Are they a manifestation of the supernatural? That, of course, is one reason that we don't hear, you know, that this ever mentioned, that they keep telling us they're aliens from outer space, is they don't want us to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle that is going on today, and there really is a spiritual battle behind everything taking place. Pastor Billy, you pick up the story of UFOs.
Well, and I agree with you, Dr. Monteith. I think it's clearly one should begin to do the research for yourself, and that's what we're trying to do. Is a lot of people either don't or won't or don't even know where to start. But when you do the research yourself, you're clearly dealing with something that's demonic in nature, and I think it's pretty clear. And throughout the our discussions on this, Lord willing, we'll share seven different reasons why I believe, not just biblically, but even just logically, when you look at their teachings and the things that they're promoting, their behavior, that you're clearly dealing with a demonic deception. And yet the irony is, people might want to mock and scoff at that, but the Bible warned about this. The Bible warned a long time ago that the society in the last days would be characterized, Jesus said this in Matthew 24, a time of deceit, massive deceit. In fact, when his disciples asked him, what's going to be the sign of your coming at the end of the age? The very first thing he says is, watch out that no one deceives you. The last days society is going to be one of massive deceit. He said there's going to be many false prophets and many false Christ, and it says they're going to deceive many people. Okay, massive deceit, great deception, massive lies. And in fact, he said it's going to be such a time of deceit, such powerful deceit, that some of these lies are going to be so powerful, some of these false miracles and signs, false signs, are going to deceive even the elect, if that were possible. It's not, but that just tells you how possible it is. And so that's the question. Well, I wonder what this lie is that's so powerful that we're warned about it over and over again from Jesus himself, specifically characterized in the last days, just prior to his second coming. It's so powerful that even the elect, if they're not equipped, they're going to fall for the baloney. Well, believe it or not, folks, I truly believe that that's where UFOs come in these last days, to deceive people, to fall for this lie. And the lie is to go along with the Antichrist system. The lie is to deceive people into thinking that God does not exist, and that we have no need of redemption, of forgiveness for our sins. In fact, there is no sins, and that you can be your own God. And that's exactly the lies that these entities are saying. And the last time we were on this topic, Dr. Monteith, I covered a couple reasons why I think you're clearly dealing with a demonic entity. And the first one was that they lie like demons. Jesus said, specifically speaking of Satan in John chapter 8, he said that he was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. And when he lies, he speaks his native language, for he's a liar and the father of all lies. And what we saw there was the whole point was that UFOs and aliens are all based on the premise of them are all based on a lie, the lie called evolution. And I say that because people say aliens, and you say, well, where did they come from? What are they? And people say, well, don't you know? That's a higher evolved race of beings. Oh, really? Okay. But see, the problem is, if evolution is not true on this planet, and it cannot happen on this planet, then it cannot happen logically on any planet. If it can't take place anywhere at any time here, it can't take place anywhere, I don't care where in the universe, okay? And again, as we've shared before, we've produced 41 different DVDs just on that issue, exposing the lie of evolution. But again, their whole premise is based on a lie, and so that's the characteristics of Satan and of the demons, and so that's your first clue you're dealing with deception, like Jesus warned about. Liars, demons, okay? The second one that we addressed already, Dr. Monteith, was they teach like demons. And this is what I thought is like a, well, this is the red flag. This is the, you know, it's like, man, how do you get past this one? You mean to tell me that when you take a look at all their writings, all the things that they're, you know, producing and sharing with people, that here's the secret message, you know, that we're trying to share with you, is this, that you come all the way supposedly, even if you wanted to believe in evolution, but you're supposed to come all the way across the end of the universe just to debunk Christianity, slam Jesus, say that we don't need a savior, and at the same time you promote the Antichrist kingdom. Specifically, you tell us we all have to go along with a one world religion, a one world government, and a one world ruler to oversee it all, and a one world economy. You know, she has something better to do. I mean, give me a break. And so it just so happens that the great trek that you supposedly made across the universe was just to, of all things, you don't slam on Buddha or Confucius or any other religion. You just slam on Christianity and the Bible, and then you promote exactly what the Bible said would happen in the last days, the Antichrist kingdom. I mean, come on, give me a break, okay? Plus, if you look at their teachings, they lie. They contradict each other. Some people have caught them in lies, and they go, well, that's not really what you meant. And it's like, give me a break. These guys are liars. They lie like demons. They teach like demons, okay? They teach lies. Now, where I want to pick up today was the issue of, kind of like what you had mentioned in the beginning of the program, Dr. Monteith, is do they come from outer space? Okay, even if you want to give the first 2 points, do they come from outer space? Are they really from a distant galaxy or another planet, etc., blah, blah, blah? No, because when you look at how they travel, folks, you are clearly, and this is from the secular researchers, you are clearly dealing with something that's not so much physical in nature, but that which is spiritual. And many of the researchers believe that these entities, folks, are coming not from outer space, but from inner space, from another dimension, okay, which is exactly what the Bible says is all around us, even though we can't see it. One of the great examples in the scripture that teaches us that there's another a realm called the spirit realm, okay, with angels that can manifest and they can appear and disappear at will. That's all over the scripture. One of the greatest ones, examples in 2 Kings chapter 6, and it's the account there where Elijah, the prophet, they were surrounded, the army was coming against them, because he was exposing what the king was doing, and so the king put a hit out on him, go take him down. And so his servant, Elijah's servant, wakes up, and they see they're completely surrounded by this army. Okay, and so he kind of freaks out, and he goes back to Elijah and says, oh man, what shall we do? And Elijah said, hey, don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And then Elijah prayed and asked God to open his eyes to what's really going on. And as soon as he did that, then the servant saw, whoo, you know, he saw the hills all around them were surrounded by angels, okay? And that tells you that even though we may not see it, there is another realm that coexists. Now, people would sit there and scoff, and it's like, well, if I don't see it, I'm not going to believe it. Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, we deal with that kind of thing all the time. And you know, what if I were to tell you I don't believe in television? You know, in fact, right now, we're speaking on the radio, Dr. Monteith. I don't believe in radio. And you know why? Because I cannot see with my own eyes the television waves or the radio waves that are broadcasting through the air. It'd be ridiculous. It's the same thing when it comes to the spirit world. You may not see it, but it's there, folks, just like radio and television.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Billy Crow.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hi, this is Bev Parker. Did you know in ancient times essential oils were used for cosmetics, perfume, and medicinal and hygiene purposes, all to promote health in a safe, effective way? Are you interested to learn how to use essential oils in the care and keeping of your loved ones? These topics will be discussed during the doTERRA Essential Oils free workshops at the Ranch Event Center in Loveland on Thursday, April 7th. Workshops begin at 2 p.m. with basic oils and aroma touch. At 4, we'll have fun with essential oils and cooking and gourmet chocolate making. At 6, first aid and emergency preparedness. Door prizes will include doTERRA's Aroma Touch, Beginner's Trio, and the Family Physician Kit. So whether you come to one or all three workshops, you can begin your essential oils journey on Thursday, April 7th. Free gifts for those who RSVP and for those who bring a friend. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789. Or email me, bev@rockymountainessentialoil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and basically we're talking this morning with Pastor Billy Crone about UFOs. And basically, so much of television today will infer that there is another dimension, but everything, of course, is aimed at confusing. There's a wonderful program that's on now called Fringe, comes on, and basically there is another dimension, but it's sort of a mirror image of our own dimension, and of course there are people, rare people, who can pass from one dimension to the other. Well, I don't believe that human beings can pass into this other dimension unless, of course, they're demonically possessed. But there really is this supernatural battle that's going on. We see manifestations of it. We see the cattle mutilations. We see the crop circles. We see the UFOs. I mean, there are people with their Ouija boards and people with their tarot cards and the fortune tellers, the diviners, the astrologers, the spiritualists. They can tap into the other dimension, but in the scriptures we are told to avoid this at all, under all circumstances. Why are we to ignore it? Well, we're to know it's there. We're to know that there's power there, and we're not to utilize this. We're to rely upon God. There are other people, though, who do rely upon it, and believe me, they tap into it, and they get power, they get wealth, and some of them even become presidents of the United States. And we really do have people in this world today who have tapped into this power of the other dimension and received great wealth and fame, but at a terrible cost to eternity. And certainly many people in the music industry do this. Have you ever noticed how many of them die very, very young and after tragic lives? Well, Pastor Billy Crone, you pick up the story of modern-day UFOs, which, of course, come from the other dimension, the spiritual dimension. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and you're obviously correct. I fully agree with you, Dr. Monteith. And it's, you know, an interesting parallel, and maybe I can get to that later, but the people who, by and large, are receiving messages from these supposed UFOs and occupants and aliens, and the people who are having even the visitations and things of that nature, virtually every one of them, there's a common thread. And these people are either currently involved in the cult or in the past have even dabbled into the occult. It could be something as simple, opening that spiritual door with the Ouija board or something like that, you know, even if you're goofing off a kid. But people don't realize is you're opening up the spiritual realm. And you're absolutely right. God warns about this, number one, because that kind of behavior is an abomination to him. Deuteronomy chapter 18, God says, when you enter the land of the Lord your God's given you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there, and let nobody be found among you who sacrifices his son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or a spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord, and it's because of these detestable practices the Lord your God is going to drive those nations out before you. He says you're not permitted to do so. Okay, in that passage, and again, not only because, I would say, because obviously it's detestable to God, okay, but the other thing, folks, you need to realize what you're doing. You're dealing with a demonic entity. You're right, Dr. Monteith, they dupe people. Into they might promise them power and even give them a certain amount of power and fame and money and things of that nature, but you need to understand who you're dealing with. I read the text earlier in John chapter 8. Satan is not only a liar, he's the father of lies, but it said right before that he was a murderer and he's been one from the beginning. Part of my testimony, Dr. Monteith, before I got saved, I hated Christians. I thought they're a bunch of dumb, duped idiots who were intellectually inept, so much so that they had to have some book, i.e. the Bible, tell them what to do. I was much more smarter than that. And yet I was empty, you know, trying to figure out what life's all about. And you talk about the music industry. Hey, I did one day, actually, this is my testimony, I did one day what the demonic music that I was listening to told me to do. And I made a pact with Satan and actually called out to Satan, and I told him that he could have this life if he did just that, and if he would give me power and significance in this life. And to show you what kind of a character he is, folks, just within a few months after, quote-unquote, contacting him, okay, Satan and the demons, I tried to kill myself 3 different times. I tried to OD twice with pills, and I even shot myself once in the chest with a .22 rifle. That's who you're dealing with here, folks. They're going to promise you anything they can, but the whole premise is deceit. They're trying to deceive you. They're trying to deceive you into not understanding that there is a God and that there is hope. There is a way out of this mess. And ultimately, when it comes to the demonic issue of UFOs, Dr. Monteith, they are not only based on evolution, which undermines the belief in a God, period, let alone it makes a mockery of what Jesus did on the cross. You don't even need that, they would say. It's a bunch of baloney, a bunch of, you know, old-fashioned, you know, religion trying to manipulate people. And not only that, but then they are being used to get people into thinking that being left behind and being thrust into the 7-year tribulation is actually a good thing. And while at the same time to explain away the one event that you would think would get people's attention and they'd say, oh my goodness, boy did I blow it. Those Christians were right. I was wrong. I should have listened to them. I better get right with God. And that event is called the rapture of the church. Okay. And the UFOs are preparing people right now. We'll get into that a little bit maybe later. To explain that event away. Okay, but specifically, you know you're dealing with something that's demonic, not only because they lie like demons, they teach like demons by teaching lies, but again, Dr. Monteith, they travel like demons. They act more spiritual than physical. And this is, again, coming, folks, from secular researchers, okay? They clock these entities up to about 15,000 miles an hour, making a right turn. Now, physically, we know that if something actually were to travel at that speed and make a 90-degree angle, make a right turn, you would be instantly smashed to the atomic level. You would be worse than road pizza, okay? Physical, you couldn't handle that, okay? So that's going, well, wait a second. That can't be physical. What are we dealing with here? They also, what gives them a clue, secular researchers, that you're dealing with something spiritual, not physical, is these things are not only traveling that fast, but they, all of a sudden they make an absolute stop on a dime. And then when they start, they don't just like and rev up necessarily and then reach speeds of 15,000 miles an hour. They instantly are at that speed. They also emerge and morph into other shapes. You know, they morph and things of that nature. They split off and then they come together again. They appear and disappear at will, like we read in the text in 2 Kings chapter 6 that are characteristics of angels. Now, of course, that's exactly what demons are, except they're obviously in the fallen category, the one-third that went with Satan, as the scripture talks about. Okay, they go faster than the speed of sound, obviously, but they don't make a sonic boom like a physical object does. Okay, that's another clue that you're dealing with something like that. And so, UFOs have actually been fired upon scores of times by different military entities, American, Russian, Canadian, etc. But nobody can bring one down. Nobody can capture it, etc. Okay. And so again, the secular researchers are saying you're dealing with something that's coming from outer space, but from inner space. They're coming from another dimension. You're dealing with something that's spiritual, not physical. And again, that fits the characteristic of demons because they're spiritual in nature. Okay. And in fact, folks, the secular researchers, if you would read what they're saying, and you know, not listen to just Hollywood, okay, that is helping to promote this lie from these demons. is they've come to the same conclusion. Let me just give you a couple of those quotes. The British Journal Flying Saucer Review, okay, just it's a world-leading UFO publication, 50 different experts, et cetera, worldwide. Here's what they've said. They said, and this is a direct quote, okay, there seems to be no evidence yet that any of these craft or beings originate from outer space. That's from the experts, secular. British Journal Flying Saucer Review, it's not just us, okay? Brad Steiger, he said, the chances are very good, quote, we are dealing with a multidimensional paraphysical phenomenon which is largely indigenous to the planet Earth. They're coming from right here, folks, not just, they're not coming from outer space. Arthur Clarke, famous science fiction writer, he said, quote, listen to this, he's absolute about this. One theory that can no longer be taken very seriously is that UFOs are interstellar spaceships, okay? And again, that's why many people are saying these things are coming from not so much outer space, but inner space. They're coming from another dimension, okay? And again, that fits the profile of demons, okay? The fourth reason why I think we're clearly dealing with demons is because they appear like demons, okay? Not just in the way they can appear, disappear, and travel and things of that nature, but when they appear on the scene, they instill massive, absolute, utter terror. Whitley Strieber, or Strieber, however you pronounce his last name there, he's the author of some of the bestsellers on UFO encounters. If you've heard of them, read them, used to have them in my library called Communions, one of them, Transformations, another one. And listen to this expert that he talks about one of his encounters with these UFO occupants. In fact, he not only mentions the absolute utter terror, like what happens when demons pop on the scene, but he even starts to begin to wonder if that's in fact what he's dealing with. He said in this one encounter, quote, I became entirely given over to extreme dread. The fear was so powerful that it seemed to make my personality completely evaporate. Whitley ceased to exist. What was left was a body and a state of raw fear so great that it swept about me like a thick, suffocating curtain, turning paralysis into a condition that seemed close to death. I died, he said, and a wild animal appeared in my place. They had changed me, done something to me. I wondered if there was any relationship between my experience and the mystic walk of the shaman or the night ride of the witch. The visitors persisted in my mind like glowing coals. Whatever this was, it had been involved with me for years. I felt their presence. It was palpable. Most upsetting, I could smell them. It's another interesting side note. Oftentimes when they appear on the scene, it not only smells, but smells like sulfur. Anyway, increasingly, he says, I felt as if I were entering a struggle that might even be more than life or death. It might be a struggle for my soul, my essence, or whatever part of me that might have reference to the eternal. There are things worse than death, he says, I suspect him. So far, listen to this, so far the word demon had never been spoken among the scientists and doctors who were working with me, but alone at night I worried about the legendary cunning of demons. At the very least, I was going stark, raving mad. I felt an absolutely indescribable sense of menace. It was hell on earth to be there in the presence of these entities, and yet I couldn't move, I couldn't cry out, and I couldn't get away. Whatever was there seemed to be so monstrously ugly, so filthy and dark and sinister, he says, quote, of course there were demons, and I could not get away. Now, one of his guests there, who went to one of his meetings, she coined it, and she, you know, laid it on the line with him, and he says, listen, you're not being contacted by friendly visitors, you're being contacted by demons. She said, people can be duped by devils. A demonic spirit can tell you anything. They'd love to fool you. Okay, but for at what purpose? And she said, I believe they're being used to get an anti-Christian movement going. Okay, and then Stuart Goldman, he also talked with Whitley. He says, you know, you could write this off as some sort of Christian fanatic, meaning that you're dealing with a demonic entity here. He said, however, she's not the only one who's come to the conclusion that his visitors, and in turn the beings who are abducting countless thousands of people, are nothing more than good old-fashioned demons doing what they do best, stealing souls, okay? And then another reason why I believe that you're dealing with demons is because when people have these encounters with UFOs, they are not only driven away from God, driven away from Jesus Christ, driven away from seeking truth out of the Scripture, okay, but they go in the exact opposite direction after the encounters. They go oftentimes deeper into the occult. They go deeper into the New Age. That becomes their source of truth. And oftentimes, that's also characteristic with demonic encounters, is the people, after the UFO contacts, they either go insane, and a lot of them commit suicide, okay? But I do want to throw in this disclaimer, Dr. Monteith, because there might be people out there who maybe have had some encounters, and they're going to say something like this, most likely. Hey, listen, Pastor Billy, don't tell me these things were demons. okay, because I experienced nothing what you just said. I mean, because when they came to me, I felt nothing but love and compassion and beauty and light. I felt so much love emanating from them. It was pleasant. It was wonderful. They can't be demons. Not necessarily so. You need to understand that the Bible says that demons can play, if you will, good cop, bad cop on you. Okay? And it's all meant to deceive you. The Bible warned about this, folks. They can disguise themselves as wonderful angels of light. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11 tells us that, folks. If people would just read the Bible. It says this, "For such men are false prophets, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. Is it not surprising, then, if his servants, i.e. demons, masquerade as servants of righteousness? Their end will be what their actions deserve." And folks, this happens a lot of time. I came out of the New Age movement and was taught how to meditate and go into an altered state of consciousness and channel these entities. I was probably not just possessed or oppressed externally by demonic entities. I was probably possessed. And because part of the New Age is you invite these things to come over, to try to speak through you, to enter into you, and things of that nature. And oftentimes people describe their experiences in channeling. I've got a great video in my library. It's called Channeling Who Goes There. And these guys give the testimony, folks, of what happens. It's all based on deception. Sometimes when these entities come and they pop in, they appear as wonderful. And whole thing is a ruse.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crowe, right here in the American Business.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. And let me point out, we live in a material world, but there is a mystical world out there. We live in a in a subjective world, but there is a spiritual world there. We live in the tangible world, but there is an intangible world. We live in a visible world, but there is an invisible world. And you can't understand any of the things that are going on today unless you understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle, or it's being played on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. But behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. And until you understand that, so much of what goes on today just doesn't make any sense. I mean, we find, certainly all we talked yesterday about all the activity of the Ring of Fire, the earthquakes, and certainly the terrible things that are happening all around the Pacific Rim. Chris, where I live here in Santa Cruz, we're on the edge of that Pacific Rim. We're seeing the amazing number of earthquakes, the tidal waves, volcanic activity, all of these things are they just happening, or are there powerful spiritual forces behind everything going on today? Well, Pastor Billy, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry?
Sure. You can check us out at our main website at getalifemedia.com, 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 or you can just search for my name on the Internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And Billy, Pastor Billy, has all sorts of wonderful DVDs. We carry many of them. You can get them, of course, by calling our 800 number, 800-544-8927. One of my favorite ones is, of course, his 10-part DVD series on the Final Countdown, the application of prophecies of what's going on today. And so much of what's taking place today is truly fulfillment of the ancient prophecies. It's just no way this could be a matter of coincidence. His series on evolution, and there are a whole flock of them. We carry the one on the fearful creation. We really should be carrying some of the others. We carry his one on the RFID, and we do have a number of the others. But, Pastor Billy, you pick up the rest of the story from where we were.
Well, you know, speaking of the Final Countdown, Dr. Monteith, I think that study would actually help people to actually help understand the lies of the UFOs. Not only do we discuss the UFOs on that study, the Final Countdown, but the Final Countdown gives you 10 signs to indicate that we're living in the last days, and it exposes 10 different aspects, if you will, of the Antichrist kingdom, what it's going to be like, what he's going to be doing, what you can expect on the planet prior to Christ's return. And once you get equipped with that, folks, you're going to find, again, as I mentioned earlier, the strange parallel. This is the very same lying thing that the UFO occupants are preparing people for. You know, some of the indications that we exposed around the Final Countdown study was, a one-world government, a one-world religion, a one-world economy, a Big Brother-type society, et cetera, et cetera. Well, gee whiz, that's exactly what these things are promoting. The Bible says, no, are you kidding me? That's the Antichrist kingdom. You don't want to be a part of that, but that's part of the deception with these UFOs. They actually go hand in hand. They have become, there's false prophets, folks, on the earth that are promoting, we need to go along with this one world religion and government and economy and Big Brother type system. But these, if you will, are the outer prophets, the prophets supposedly from space who are sharing the same lie. But again, as we left off before the break, Dr. Monteith, they don't come from outer space. They're coming from inner space. They're acting just like demons. They pop in, they pop out. They're coming from the spirit world, folks. It's all part of the deception. Okay, and but another thing is what happens is, you know, you're dealing with demons is because they masquerade, they lie, they morph themselves. Okay, they can change shape and things of that nature. And one researcher, John Ankerberg, he says around the globe there's tens of thousands of reported UFO entity cases, thousands involving human abduction reports. And these entities range in size from just a few inches to almost 20 feet, usually though about 4 to 7 feet. They appear in different forms. Some are human, some are humanoid, some are robots, some are animal-like, some are bizarre, some are ghostly. Okay. But that's the problem. Two other secular researchers, Lawson and Vallée, Jacques Vallée, I mentioned earlier. And by the way, if you guys don't know who he is, he was one of the top UFO experts, secular as far as I know, for decades. In fact, Spielberg's movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, that character Lacombe, he was based on Jacques Vallée. Okay, And so what they had said this is, they says it's very interesting that the devil is a polymorph and can mimic any form imaginable and change his size at will. Okay, and so again, that's another characteristic of these things. They can change size, they can morph, they can change different appearances and things of that nature. So again, it's starting to stack up that you're dealing with a demonic entity. And folks, if you do the research for yourself, and if you don't even want to listen to me, if you want to say, well, I'm biased because I'm a Christian, and of course I'm going to say that, you know, well, first of all, I didn't always used to be a Christian, and I used to be involved in this camp. I used to go to the conferences with people getting abducted. I used to believe in that. I've had strange experiences myself. Even as a Christian. But even if you want to discount everything I believe, when you look at the research of the secular researchers, like Jacques Vallée, like others, you know what they actually end up saying is they believe that UFOs, aliens, are one and the same with demons. Okay, I'm not the only one saying this. Okay, Jacques Vallée said this. He says, we are dealing with a yet unrecognized level of consciousness, independent of man, but closely linked to the earth. I do not believe anymore that UFOs are simply the spacecraft of some race of extraterrestrial visitors. This notion, he says, is too simplistic to explain their appearance, the frequency of their manifestations through recorded history, and the structure of the information exchanged with them during the contact. An impressive parallel, listen, he says, an impressive parallel can be made between UFO occupants and the popular conception of demons. UFOs can project images or fabricated scenes designed to change our belief systems. Human belief is being controlled and conditioned. Man's concepts are being rearranged, and we are maybe headed towards a massive change of human attitudes towards paranormal abilities and extraterrestrial life, i.e. they're deceiving us. They're deceiving us, and this is another interesting thing, Dr. Monteith. Many of these researchers clearly admit these entities are all deceiving us like cattle in a stall. They're heading us towards the same end conclusion. And that end-time conclusion is, oh, if you find yourself left behind on the planet, when the planet literally goes berserk, don't worry. It's not the wrath of God. It's not the seven-year tribulation that was warned about 2,000 years ago in the Bible by Jesus. No. It's just Mother Earth cleansing herself. And they're slowly changing our mindset, okay, into this end-time scenario, okay? And this is from the secular researchers, okay? And another interesting thing, and this is again from Jacques Vallée, is they copy the same rituals that are used in the occult. It's like, give me a break. I mean, that's a strong parallel there to demonic activity. He says, quote this, the medical examination to which abductees are said to be subjected often are accompanied by sadistic manipulation and is reminiscent of the medieval tales of encounters with demons. The symbolic display seen by the abductees is identical to the type of initiations, rituals, or astral voyage that is embedded in the occult traditions of every culture. The structure of abduction stories is identical, direct quote here, to that of occult initiation rituals. Now give me a break. So you're going to come all the way across the universe, okay, and then you're going to sadistically manipulate and do horrible behaviors to people that just happen to parallel initiation rites in the occult. Give me a break.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Lee Cole.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
There's a trend underway at America's farms, ranches, and rodeos, and that trend is to Tartar Farm and Ranch, the nation's number one manufacturer of farm and ranch equipment. Tartar offers hundreds of top-quality American-made products for ranchers, ropers, hunters, and every type of farmer, horses, cattle, or goats, for work, for hobby, or both. Visit TartarFarmAndRanch.com for all of our products and a dealer near you. Tartar Farm and Ranch, working harder since 1945.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Pastor Billy Crowell, and we're talking about the supernatural, the fact that there really is another dimension, that there really are people who try to contact the beings from the other nature, but there really are powerful spiritual forces and demonic forces coming into our dimension and influencing what is going on today. Their ultimate goal, one world government, the destruction of Christianity, which is, of course, why they took God and prayer and the Bible out of our schools. They knew exactly what they're doing, because there's an intense hatred of Christianity and Christians and everything Christianity stands for. And that's why we're backing the Chinese communist government today, that is persecuting Christians. That's why we're backing the Vietnamese government today that's persecuting Christians. That's why we're backing the Burmese government that is persecuting Christians, and the Rhodesian government, and all of them, official U.S. policy. But we can't let the Christians in America really understand what's going on, or the influence of these powerful spiritual forces at the highest level of American foreign and domestic policy. Go, Pastor Billy Crone, pick up the story.
Well, I agree, Dr. Montes. I think that's just the level of deception. I appeal to people's logic. Even if you want to be like I used to be, and a mocker and scoffer of Christianity, actually a hater of Christianity, and I'd be the first one to line up and say, you know, Bible's a book full of errors, and, you know, Christians are all hypocrites. Yet I was the real hypocrite, because I never would investigate it myself. If I'm going to make an authoritative statement about the Bible, that it's a book whipped up by man, made of contradictions, you'd think I'd at least read it, and of course I didn't. But again, to me, I just appeal to your logic. It's like, folks, come on. I mean, why would these entities supposedly come across all the way from the outer space, which they don't, but anyway, if you want to give them that, just to debunk Christianity and promote an Antichrist kingdom and downplay the Bible? You know, to me, as a non-Christian, it would almost make me want to go, like, why just that one? Logic would tell me, if you're going to come here and, manipulate, it, you know, you're going to, like, spread it around. Why do you pinpoint just the one? Why is it just the Christians? Why is it just the Bible and nothing else? You know, there might be something in there, folks, they don't want you to find out. And that's exactly it, because the Bible clearly exposes what they're trying to teach is not something you want to be a part of. It's the Antichrist kingdom. Okay, that's why they keep picking on Christianity, okay? And but please, I just encourage you to check it out for yourself. But again, these people, the entities, Dr. Monteith, they act like demons, they morph like demons, they appear like demons, they travel like demons. They manipulate people like demons. When they come to people, the things that they do to people are the exact same parallels of initiation rites into the occult. You're clearly dealing with demons. But another thing I'd like to share with, and this is like, give me a break. This one's like, come on. They possess like demons, okay? It's like, give me a break. You come all the way across the universe, and yet you possess people like a demon, okay? One researcher says this. He says, perhaps there's no more striking hallmark of the occult than that of spirit possession. There are literally thousands of documented cases involving very ugly endings with demonic possession, spirit possession. But this phenomenon is similar, if not, listen, folks, if not identical to the possession of UFO contactees, as well as some close encounter UFO cases. Whether in the occult or UFOlogy, the person is taken over by the invading entity, sometimes voluntarily, sometimes involuntarily, and controlled by the creature for whatever purposes it has in mind. Among UFO contactees or others who communicate personally with the alleged extraterrestrials, there are also literally thousands of cases of what can only be termed as spirit possession. In fact, he says, we have talked personally with a number of alleged abductees and or contactees who have been clearly demon-possessed, and many spirit-possessed mediums who are not even seeking UFO communication may end up being contacted by them, okay, and now becoming a channel both for supposedly not only the dead, but for ETs. They don't even start out doing it, okay, but they end up, it's coming from the same camp. The fact, he says, that these supposedly advanced beings from outer space prefer to possess their contacts after the manner of demons is further evidence that we're dealing with an occult phenomenon, okay? And then, Dr. Monteith, this is absolutely wrong. Just like you'd expect, if these are actual demonic possessions and these are actual demons, why is it, folks, this is straight across the board, why is it that there's only one way on record to get rid of these beings when they do come your way, i.e. the aliens? And here's how you do it. It's when you command them specifically in the name of Jesus Christ to leave, and they do. Okay? You don't believe me? I got an actual testimony here, and this is just one of many people who have had this encounter. And here's her testimony. I won't share her name, but this is from a lady in Oregon I interviewed and things of that nature. And she says, my twin sister and brother and I were left alone for the day on our farm in Oregon. I was 8 years old. My brother was 12 years old. The day was hot. We were playing in our front yard, and we heard strange humming noises and saw shadows coming across the lawn. And at first I thought it was airplanes, but my brother said, they are back. And I asked him what he said. These strange things that come and visit you is what he said, but you have to run and hide. Well, being in the front yard, there were trees and shrubbery, but there really wasn't anywhere to hide. I don't know why we didn't go inside. She says, duh. So it was only a matter of minutes when these objects landed in our field and another field outside of our own on the other side of the fence that grew grain. My brother told my sister and I to hide, and we frantically tried finding a spot that, but couldn't. These creatures were everywhere. She said, I mean, they were in droves. We stopped at the mimosa tree and decided to let destiny fall where it may, not knowing anything else to do. While the other same creatures surrounded the house, three of them approached us. They tried talking us into going with them, and my brother told us not to because we would never return. How he knew that, I don't know, but I think something happened to him before. And he also said they do sexual things to you. My brother said the only thing, listen to this, actual testimony, folks. He said the only thing to get rid of these creatures away is by saying out loud, not thinking it, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave. She said, and we did that. And as soon as we said those words, the three left immediately. And boy, did they ever. They hightailed down there. She said one of them tripped on the gravel, left a scuff mark going to a pod that was in the other farm's land. And we watched them all take off, especially the one where the creatures boarded. The sound became intense, like whirling, and then extreme heat, and then they took off. Kind of midway, they stopped in the sky and then shot off into the clouds. And then she makes this interesting statement. That's when I knew they hid in the clouds. Now, that's kind of interesting because the Bible says, when referring to Satan, Ephesians chapter 2, that he is the prince of the power of the air. Also says in Ephesians chapter 6, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against powers, against the world forces of darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly realms. Okay? And so that's kind of interesting. And then she concludes, I can tell you one thing, they have to obey God's word. And that's
well, the time passed, Billy. Thanks so much. Wonderful presentation. God bless. Talk to you later.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr.